This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
The gentleman from Texas, Mr. Hurd, for 5 minutes.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Chairman, I'm offended. I'm offended by my friends on the other side of the political aisle saying this is political theater. This is not political theater. For me, this is serious. I spent 9.5 years as an undercover officer in the CIA. I was the guy in the back alleys collecting intelligence, passing it to lawmakers. I've seen my friends killed. I've seen assets put themselves in harm's way. And this is about protecting information, the most sensitive information the American government has. And I wish my colleagues would take this a little bit more seriously.
3, 9, 1, 5, 7.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
In the original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
He'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
New government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City. But it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have this far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Gresham and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is a radio show that is stopping totalitarianism one community at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, it's you. It's all about you and your community. And how many people do you know and how many people know you? Think about that. That's a big community. And it's a lot of people in which, you can influence. And that's why you're listening to this radio show, so that you can tell them what's really, truly going on in the world around you. So welcome to the show. A lot of things going on. I'm telling you, it's just like every single hour of the day, we're constantly being bombarded with news and information that really is all about the One World Order. Yeah, you see, this show is not a propaganda show for the One World Order, folks. No. If you think that you're going to come here and listen to something about the United Nations and how glorious and great the United Nations is, guess what? You're on the wrong channel. But, you know, we welcome you. We welcome you, your ears, your ability to listen to discern facts and information. Because the longer you listen to this radio show, you'll see that the grips of the One World Order, well, you know, they're trying to wrestle around with every single human being on the planet to dominate them. So that's what this show is all about. We're anti-United Nations, and especially the agenda for the 21st century. We talk about our own American exceptionalism agenda for the 21st century, which really, well, rankles the One World Order, folks. The Bilderbergs, all these people out there that want to tell you what to do and how to live your life. And the one key thing that they must do in order to achieve the One World Order that they're seeking. These are all the totalitarians that want to destroy the United States, ladies and gentlemen. They're all lined up. They're all unified against the United States of America because they realize one thing. They realize that the United States of America, well, it's a Protestant country. built upon a constitution. Yeah, very strong constitutional and God-given rights. Our God-given rights. Yes, that's what the United States of America is all about. And that's why the United Nations and all these totalitarians of all ideologies have come together to try and destroy the United States. And that's what we stand against. And that's why we are telling you, learn your Constitution. Yeah, learn about the American Constitution and why it stands so uniquely, well, emboldened and, well, certainly being tried right now. The First and Second Amendments of the Constitution in particular are really being tried because they are standing in the way of the globalists. So welcome to the show. A lot of, like I said before, a lot of things going on. You know, the tentacles of the One World Order have creeped into the White House, as you know. If you listen to this radio show, we talk about President Barack Hussein Obama is not who President Barack Hussein Obama actually is. And his administration over the last 8 years has yielded some very strong results, but our country is unyielding. Yeah, our country is unyielding and will never yield to the One World Order globalist. It's been very frustrating for them. So we document all that, and no better place to do that than, well, starting with our own governmental officials and the chaos, the circus that's been going on relative to the emails of Hillary Rodham Clinton. As you know, last week we gave wall-to-wall coverage on the Comey. Yeah, the FBI director's Jim Comey's hearing before Congress, because he had to explain why he was not going to file a criminal complaint against Hillary Rodham Clinton for the email server scandal, which he did not do. But on the way to the non-complaint that he did not file or recommend to the Attorney General, we found a lot of truths in the hearing, and we were very, very happy to hear that Director James Comey was telling us that, yes, Hillary Rodham Clinton has been a liar to the American people, habitually lied, but, you know, never put her under oath in any kind of questioning or anything like that. But he implied very strongly that, well, he didn't imply, he just stated that she was not telling the truth to the American people. That came out of the hearing, and it came out very strongly, which prompted us to kind of scratch our head and go, why did he do two things at one time? Was it just to create chaos? You know, he didn't recommend on one hand, and he was telling us that he had all the reasons in the world to recommend, but he wasn't going to get a conviction from Loretta Lynch. Well, Loretta Lynch had her day in court, so to speak, yesterday. It was her turn. It was her turn to go before the House Judiciary Committee and figure out, gee whiz, how come, Loretta, you just did not how come you didn't independently review the facts and information that Director James Comey had? She was just going to take the recommendation of the committee of lawyers and full-time bureaucrats in the Department of Justice and also in the FBI, and that was what she was going to stand by. Whatever the recommendation was from Mr. Comey, she was going to take, and also the recommendation from her panel of people in justice and a panel of bureaucrats that have no partisan play in any of this, right? Excuse me. Oh, Bill Clinton and her in the meeting? Yeah, that came up also. The meeting at Sky Harbor Airport that we've been talking about, which we were talking about that Bill Clinton, because of his influence on Loretta Lynch, in fact, it was he that when he was president back in 1999, that put her, I believe, in the southern section of the U.S. Court system down there in New York. And he pointed her, yeah, Loretta Lynch. So Loretta Lynch has got quite a history with the Clintons and protecting the Clintons, as well as does Jim Comey. Now, don't get me wrong, but it seems that, and that's the rub when you start to look at Jim Comey and Loretta Lynch, like, you got Loretta Lynch, and in fact, we'll get into the testimony here in a little bit that she gave yesterday, which was non-testimony. It's the most bizarre thing I've ever seen, and I've been watching these testimonies since the Watergate era. I mean, she's really recalcitrant and gave up nothing, gave up absolutely nothing. Full-on protective wall for Obama, full-on protective wall for Hillary Rodham Clinton. She didn't answer anything. She kept on referring back to the staff members and their recommendations. She just took it as a whole. She didn't read it. Wow. Which led to several exchanges and people saying that she's violating her constitutional right, responsibility, her sworn oath as a constitutional officer, which I believe absolutely she clearly is. Will anything happen to her between now and, you know, Inauguration Day? No, nothing's going to happen. It's pretty obvious, pretty self-evident. that they've got all their little ducks in a row. And yesterday's hearing, you can hear a little bit of it in the next segment. Yesterday's hearing was very, very telling that that was not going to happen. But Bill, you know, Bill Clinton had to show up just a couple of days before Hillary voluntarily went before the FBI and met. He met with Loretta Lynch. And, of course, she was questioned about this yesterday. And she just said, well, it was just two friends getting together on the airport, you know. And we talked about grandchildren and social aspects and nothing to do with the case is what she reported. Now, you can believe her or you can't believe her, but I, based upon her testimony, which she was non-cooperative, non-transparent, clearly, I mean, she's just as criminal as some of the mob bosses that we used to hear back, you know, 10, 20 years ago when they were testifying. She reminded me of those guys. I mean, this is a criminal outfit going on. In fact, a lot of people are saying, what about lawlessness in this country? You know, you're representing that. It's just, and in fact, I think it was Catherine Herridge before the testimony even took place, she was yelling questions at her in the hallway. Do you support lawlessness in this country? Can you imagine that? We're actually hearing these kind of comments coming from the gallery, from reporters, from Fox News, to the Attorney General of the United States of America, Loretta Lynch. Boy, what a work she is. Anyway, stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio. And remember, visit our website, agenda21radio.news. Stay with us.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill. Bill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a bill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
If you don't think one of these satanic monsters is going to get a nuclear bioweapon EMP into our country, if you do think, oh, government will take care of me when the next terror or natural disaster strikes, this message is not for you. HeavensHarvest.com. They wrap $5,000 in 10 acres worth of hearty, heritage, heirloom, non-GMO, reproducing seeds, not the kind you find at the hardware store, into a permanent food supply kit that you keep as the ultimate food insurance policy. It's called the Heavens Harvest Survival Seed Kit, and it is made available in limited quantities for a limited time for you by HeavensHarvest.com. $250 with free shipping today. It'll sleep for as much as 10 years until you need it, but you have to have it. Free shipping for you now with your special Agenda 21 code word, Agenda. See the Survival Seed Kit at HeavensHarvest.com or call 1-800-219-7282. The ultimate food insurance policy. For the limited time offer, your code word is Agenda. HeavensHarvest.com.
In these uncertain economic times, you've got to do whatever you can to save money. If you own a vehicle with less than 130,000 miles, is less than 12 years old, has a warranty about to expire, or even no warranty at all, you could stop paying for car repairs. Roadside assistance, towing, and rental coverage are all included. Make one free call right now to see if you qualify. Call 877-238-6197. That's 877-238-6197. 877-238-6197.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start Program and new laws that may may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote. Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-600-5860. That's 800-600-5860.
800-600-5860.
930-28. I am not a dictator. I'm the president.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Breslin and the Agenda 21 Show.
Attorney General of making a bad situation worse in the Hillary Clinton email scandal. Loretta Lynch was grilled today by a House committee for accepting a recommendation against charges from the head of the FBI. Chief Intelligence Correspondent Catherine Herod shows us what happened from Capitol Hill.
Your refusal to answer questions regarding one of the most important investigations of someone who seeks to serve in the highest office in this land is an abdication of your responsibility.
Attorney General Loretta Lynch was publicly rebuked by Republicans during the four-hour hearing. The lawmakers were clearly irked by her non-responsive answers to direct questions about her decision to accept the FBI's recommendation against criminal charges for Hillary Clinton's mishandling of classified information.
Again, I refer you to Director Comey's discussion for that.
The nation's top law enforcement officer also refused to discuss the laws involved.
The information the team provides to me on this or any other case has to be given in a zone of confidentiality.
Lynch declined to say whether she reviewed Clinton's FBI interview before closing the case.
I had determined that I would accept the recommendation of the team.
I asked my staff to count the number of times today you would say I can't answer that question or refuse to give an appropriate response. It's happened 74 times so far.
She argued her tarmac meeting with Bill Clinton was not cause for a special prosecutor.
There was nothing about any investigations or any specific cases or any of the other matters.
Have you had any conversation with either individual about your possibly serving in a Hillary Clinton administration?
No, I've had no conversations.
You can't say I'm the Attorney General and I decide, but yet I'm going to take their recommendations even before they make their recommendations.
I wanted to make it clear that any conversation that I might have had with the former president would have no impact on the team.
I think your actions made it worse. I really do. I think a lot of people already think that there are two systems, as many have talked about, one for we the people, a different one, entirely different one, for the politically connected.
While Republicans grew frustrated, Democrats focused on gun violence.
It's a reckless legislative joyride designed to crash and burn.
Apparently, Secretary Hillary Clinton's email takes precedence over gun violence.
The Director of National Intelligence, James Clapper, the nation's top intelligence officer, has sent a letter to the House Speaker confirming that the nominee for each party automatically qualifies for classified briefings and that past bad acts such as the mishandling of classified information are not disqualifiers. Shannon?
Catherine Herridge on the Hill. Thanks, Catherine.
Well, there you have it. You probably kind of scratching your head going, this is the Attorney General. She's non-responsive about any of the questions going on. I mean, wouldn't even answer legal questions about the legalities and so on. So the kind of, you kind of see where she's coming from relative to the protective wall, if you will, above, you know, for President Obama, Bill Clinton, and now Hillary Rodham Clinton. So she's all in. She's absolutely all in. And she took the recommendation of James Comey, which of course you were talking about earlier in the next in the earlier segment, that James Comey was all in. Well, you know, James Comey is does he have a split personality? I guess is the question. Is it Hegelian dialectic? What's going on with this guy? Well, you know, we reported yesterday, actually Monday, we started reporting about this handshake deal. Apparently, now this plays right into what's going on here with Lynch, because it was. It was Comey who said that he was going to make this recommendation, that he wasn't going to prosecute. And Lynch said that she was going to accept the recommendation from Comey. And he comes out, does his little sort of press information update, if you will, and gives us the whole schema, which is that Hillary's a liar. And then he goes in front of the House and says the same thing. Hillary's a liar, but I'm not recommending it. And, of course, that opens the door for Loretta Lynch. Well, the thing that kind of really struck me with the hearing yesterday is Loretta Lynch didn't read any of the information that Comey and his investigators had developed. She just took it out of hand, what his investigators from the FBI and what her investigators were seeing in the Department of Justice, and she just folded it all into one little pile and said, well, you know, we got a pile of goods here, and I don't need to read any of this. I don't need to sit down here as the person in charge of the Justice Department and go through this. I'm just going to take his recommendation out of hand, and that's going to be it. And my defense is going to be, when I go before the House, that I'm taking the recommendation. I said I was going to do this all along, and that's what I did. I did not have to, in her mind, and what she's telling them, her responsibility was not to read the documents and not to discern whether or not she's lying or not lying. And so that's what she did. And that's what she told him. Well, of course, that's just, in my opinion, that's negligence on her part to do that. But, you know, they're playing for the other team. If you get past this notion, and by the way, many thanks, many shout-outs to a lot of our Facebook friends and email friends that we have here at Agenda 21 Radio, because we're now, I'm seeing more and more and more what we have been saying here on Agenda 21 Radio for the last 4 or 5 years, that these guys play on the other team. And once you figure out that Obama and his administration hate America, they want to destroy America, they're doing everything they possibly can by working with outside agents such as George Soros and the Muslim Brotherhood and CARE and all this stuff to bring down the United States, just exactly like I said in the intro of this show about the United Nations, they have to destroy the United States, destroy the Constitution in order to break through and have one world governance, destroy our borders, and have one world governance. That's the goal. That's the gig. That's the game. And you're seeing it play out with this administration right here. So once you understand that they are on the other team, they play for the other team, and it's not about, you know, what people have to work through this. It's sort of a cathartic thing. They work through the fact that the president is on the other team. And once they do that, the mindset, you can see it clearly what they're doing. And that's why I say I'm starting to see more chatter now on Twitter, on Facebook, and other social media that we have, and of course our email streams, about people coming to that realization. Coming to that realization that, in fact, one Facebook yesterday said, once you realize Obama's on the other side, it all fits, something to that nature. And that's what I'm trying to get to you, my listening audience, is that is really the easiest. Say, just juxtaposition yourself and say, okay, if I was Obama, what would I be achieving? Because he's achieving nothing in terms of what we Americans would normally think a president would be achieving, like advancing the economy, defense, and so on. None of that has been achieved with this guy. And of course, he's letting in immigrants illegally. He's pulled back the border patrol. He's done all the things that invite people to come across the border to destroy it. Once you get into that mindset that he's on the other team, then you realize everything else fits into play. And you can see it for yourself. It's self-evident. So if I help you along a little bit in that level of understanding about how this guy plays it, and if we can kind of continue to move our ball forward, if you will. And by the way, in the next segment, we're going to be talking about what happened in Dallas yesterday with the President of the United States advancing the ball for gun control. Oh, and gun control, yeah, it does fit right into it, doesn't it? If you're playing on the other side, you want to destroy the Second Amendment and take everybody's guns, which is exactly what this president, Hillary Rodham Clinton, will do. Jerry Brown, California, of course, well on its way to doing that. We want to move our ball forward, which I think we are, because you see, what these totalitarians always do is they always overplay their hand. Always. And you just, you know, keep them letting them talk and overplay their hand and let you find out for yourself, those of you that aren't so totally tuned into what's been going on here the last 8 years, let you find out for yourself and discern for yourself what is really truly going on with these extremist, you'll discover for yourself. You'll have the epiphany and go, oh my God, wait a minute. These guys really are on the other team, and what can I do to stop them? And that's the information we want you to pass on to other people. It's Stopping Totalitarianism, one person at a time. Stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 of pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
If you don't think one of these satanic monsters is going to get a nuclear bioweapon EMP into our country, if you do think, oh, government will take care of me when the next terror or natural disaster strikes, this message is not for you. HeavensHarvest.com. They wrap $5,000 in 10 acres worth of hearty heritage heirloom, non-GMO, reproducing seeds, not the kind you find at the hardware store, into a permanent food supply kit that you keep as the ultimate food insurance policy. It's called the Heavens Harvest Survival Seed Kit, and it is made available in limited quantities for a limited time for you by HeavensHarvest.com. $250 with free shipping today. It'll sleep for as much as 10 years until you need it, but you have to have it. Free shipping for you now with your special Agenda 21 code word, Agenda. See the Survival Seed Kit at HeavensHarvest.com or call 1-800-219-7282. The ultimate food insurance policy. For the limited time offer, your code word is Agenda. HeavensHarvest.com.
In these uncertain economic times, you've got to do whatever you can to save money. If you own a vehicle with less than 130,000 miles, is less than 12 years old, has a warranty about to expire, or even no warranty at all, you could stop paying for car repairs. Roadside assistance, towing, and rental coverage are all included. Make one free call right now to see if you qualify. Call 877-238-6197. That's 877-238-6197. 877-238-6197.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-600-5860. That's 800-600-5860. 800-600-5860.
So, the former Secretary of State had an unauthorized server, those are your words, in her basement, correct?
Correct.
Who was protecting that information? Who was protecting that server?
Well, not much.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Today turned its attention to Dallas, Texas, and a key moment for President Obama.
For 7.5 years, our nation's first black president has found himself at the epicenter of the stories involving race and justice in America. At times, in part, based on his own words, such as suggesting wrongly early on in his presidency that police acted stupidly by arresting a prominent black Harvard professor following a confrontation at that professor's home. You may recall that resulted in the so-called beer summit between the president, Vice President Biden, Professor Henry Louis Gates, the man who had been confronted by police, and Cambridge Police Sergeant James Crowley. Then there was President Obama's decision to insert himself into the controversy surrounding the fatal shooting of Trayvon Martin in Florida, saying, quote, if I had a son, he'd look like Trayvon. 2 years later, the president would inject his administration again into a legal matter, the shooting case involving Michael Brown and police officer Darren Wilson in Ferguson, Missouri, sending in his Justice Department and dozens of FBI agents, even enlisting the help of the fiery activist Reverend Al Sharpton, who helped perpetuate the story that Michael Brown, who was black, died with his hands up begging for his life, a story that turned out to be a blatant lie, which Al Sharpton refuses to admit to this day. Then 5 days ago, five police officers were gunned down by a madman who not only hated cops, but specifically said he wanted to target white cops. And at the memorial service for those fallen officers today, President Obama again stepped into the breach.
These men and their families shared a commitment to something larger than themselves. They weren't looking for their names to be up in lights. They'd tell you the pay was decent, but wouldn't make you rich. They could have told you about the stress and long shifts. And they'd probably agree with Chief Brown when he said that cops don't expect to hear the words thank you very often, especially from those who need them the most. That in this country, we don't have soldiers in the streets or militias setting the rules. Instead, we have public servants, police officers, like the men who were taken away from us.
Across social media, those remarks were widely praised. Even some of Mr. Obama's harshest critics found praise for the tone and message of the first 10 minutes of his remarks. But then the speech took a turn. Watch.
Race relations have improved dramatically in my lifetime. Those who deny it are dishonoring the struggles that helped us achieve that progress. But we know but America, we know that bias remains, although most of us do our best to guard against it and teach our children better. None of us is entirely innocent. No institution is entirely immune. And that includes our police departments. As a society, we choose to underinvest in decent schools. We allow poverty to fester so that entire neighborhoods offer no prospect for gainful employment. We flood communities with so many guns that it is easier for a teenager to buy a Glock than get his hands on a computer or even a book.
Joining us now, Britt Hume, our Fox News senior political...
Well, joining us now is Paul Preston, Agenda 21 Radio. And that's from Megyn Kelly. I very seldom refer to Megyn Kelly any longer, but I felt that hearing this on Sirius Radio last night, that I felt a little compelled. I think she did a fairly good job there. And bringing out, and Fox News did too, bringing out the comments, the vitriol that really resides within this president, because you got some yin and yang going on there. You had some appropriate comments by the president, but then he goes into the weeds quite a bit and calls out even racist cops at some point, and then brings up the Second Amendment issue with kids getting access to guns. Now, I've had this conversation many times on this radio show because I ask kids, gangster kids, when I was working with them 26 years, working with them 41 years, working with education. I know these gangster kids very well, and I could ask the question. I've did it many times. I'd ask kids, some of my gangster kids, how quick could you get a gun? you know, if I gave you $20, how quick could you get me a gun? And they'd say, maybe a half an hour, I can come back with a gun for you. That's the way it is on the streets. Okay, we know that. Now, guess what? And this is basically the same comment that this president made yesterday. But what is he appealing to? He's appealing to, well, we got to stop the purchase of guns, right? I would say the same thing. I wouldn't give the $20 to the kid to go do it. But as an example, that's how quick they could get access to an illegal gun. Oh, the president forgets to, you know, make that statement. That all the guns that are killing people in Chicago are illegal guns and done illegally by criminals. And these kids getting access to a Glock, it's illegal. Get it? Why are we going after, and this is the caveat here, why are we going after the guns being owned by legally law-abiding citizens, Mr. President? Why are you passing legislation? Mr. Jerry Brown, why are you doing that? Why are you doing nothing about these guns that are being purchased by criminals? Why are you doing nothing about Fast and Furious? Why are you doing nothing about gun running in Saudi Arabia, from Saudi Arabia or Qatar into Libya and into Syria and into the hands of ISIS? The biggest gun running organization on the planet has been the United States government under Hillary Rodham Clinton and Barack Hussein Obama. See, they don't mind. The way I view this president and the way he's injected himself into everything that could possibly be racial and exploiting everything that could possibly be racial. Trayvon Martin, hello. Ferguson, hello. The Gates issue in Harvard, hello. Anything that's racial, they inject themselves into. They don't have a responsibility to do that. They shouldn't be doing that. Trayvon Martin, he had no business doing it. He's president of the United States. That's a local issue. Local governments can solve these problems. Oh, no, we have to do it because it's racially motivated. Black Lives Matter. I've been to the White House. Of course, these racist, bigoted thugs joining up with the racist, bigoted thug in the White House, the president of the United States. So when the president talks about these guns that are getting into kids' hands, these are not legal guns. It's all illegal activity. Why is the president not trying to stop illegal activities around guns? We should ask those people in Chicago why he's not trying to do that, or why we can't have that discussion about Chicago with this president. Because there's so many gun laws in Chicago, the law-abiding citizens are disarmed and being slaughtered. Stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 of pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a bill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
If you don't think one of these satanic monsters is going to get a nuclear bioweapon EMP into our country, if you do think, oh, government will take care of me when the next terror or natural disaster strikes, this message is not for you. HeavensHarvest.com. They wrap $5,000 in 10 acres worth of hearty heritage heirloom, non-GMO, reproducing seeds, not the kind you find at the hardware store, into a permanent food supply kit that you keep as the ultimate food insurance policy. It's called the Heavens Harvest Survival Seed Kit, and it is made available in limited quantities for a limited time for you by HeavensHarvest.com. $250 with free shipping today.
today. It'll sleep for as much as 10 years until you need it, but you have to have it. Free shipping for you now with your special Agenda 21 code word, AGENDA. See the survival seed kit at heavensharvest.com or call 1-800-219-7282. The ultimate food insurance policy. For the limited time offer, your code word is AGENDA. heavensharvest.com.
In these uncertain economic times, you've got to do whatever you can to save money. If you own a vehicle with less than 130,000 miles, is less than 12 years old, has a warranty about to expire, or even no warranty at all, you could stop paying for car repairs. Roadside assistance, towing, and rental coverage are all included. Make one free call right now to see if you qualify. Call 877-238-6197. That's 877-238-6197. 877-238-6197.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-600-5860. That's 800-600-5860. 800-600-5860.
I swore an oath to uphold the laws on the book.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Okay. Kevin Jackson, by the way, he was on Red State Talk Radio with me. Actually, I think his show is before me or sometime. I don't know. I've looked at the play schedule. But Kevin Jackson, great radio, great conservative. He's been on Fox News, and he's been contributing there to Fox News for a while. And crime statistics under this president. Now, there's a story that we're doing here on Agenda 21 Radio, and people are just now, I think, starting to warm up to the article. It's kind of weird when you do alternative media, the way people start to pick up on what's really going on out there. You don't really, you write articles, you do articles, and it takes sometimes a week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, a month, or 2 months, or 6 months for people to kind of catch on to the flow. But the flow about crime statistics. I knew this was going to happen with this president. At the end of his presidency, what's the legacy going to look like? And so one of the things we picked out and have been focusing on, and actually we stumbled into this more so last year than anything else, was the number of mass murders. Now, there's a number of qualifiers for mass murders, but I really hate to say it again, but you know, on Monday we came out because we did more research and we updated our list of mass murders, which is three or more per event that are killed or murdered in an event by this president, in this president's term. Now, Ronald Reagan, as an example, he had 15 mass murders in 8 years as president. Bill Clinton had 23, and both the Bushes had 15 each. This president, as we were reporting on Monday, had 63 mass murders during his term as president. Now, that's been updated to 64 as of the shooting that took place with the two bailiffs in Michigan on Monday afternoon. And the victim, of course, the shooter was killed. Another mass murder under this presidency. It's the tempo of this president. It's the tempo of this president. Kevin Jackson had a chance to weigh in on this with Fox and Friends.
My next Dukas says that we're not having an honest conversation about why the attack in Dallas occurred or the events leading up to it. Joining us from St. Louis, author and radio host Kevin Jackson. He's also a Fox News contributor. Kevin, what aren't people focusing on that they should be focusing on?
Well, every time we have this discussion, Judge, the Black Lives Matter group or the leftists, the whiners, are always, why are we talking about black-on-black crime when all this stuff is going on with the police? And, you know, the fact of the matter is they don't want to have an honest discussion because of the roughly 6,000 blacks that were killed last year. You're talking about a small fraction that are killed by the police. In fact, at this point, there have been 561 deaths by cop. 275 of them are white, 136 are black, and 86 are Latino. So we're talking about a pretty small subsection of the black community. So where are these other black deaths occurring? They're occurring at the hands of other blacks. And so when you look at that statistic and you start thinking about the fact that blacks commit felonious acts at six times more than the national average, then you understand why you have such a higher police presence. But they want to ignore these things because the narrative, unfortunately, of politicians is every time something like this occurs, we've got to get black people frothing at the mouth. And this is strictly it truly is a political discussion.
Let me see if I understand this.
Frankly,
Kevin, what you're saying is that something that we already know, and that is that blacks are being murdered by blacks, primarily, almost 80%, something like that, correct? Let's just talk about black-on-black crime.
Black-on-black crime is well into the 90s. The argument by blacks...
Okay, good. Hold on. And what you're saying also is that the vast majority of people who are killed by cops are white, but there are more whites in the country than blacks. So does that not make sense?
Well, sure. But when you start looking at the crime rates of blacks, and that's where I said earlier... 40% of the police officers that have been killed were killed by black men, who represent 6% of the population.
Okay.
So if you look at the math on that alone, you're looking at the amount cops roll up on black men with the idea that I'm 40% more likely to be killed by a black man than anybody else in the country. That stat in and of itself is shocking. 6% of the police officers that have been killed were killed by black men. So if you're having an honest discussion, look, there are bad cops, there are bad doctors or whatever, but 40%, I'm sorry. But at the end of the day, you cannot ignore these stats. And that's the problem, is the left wants us to continually dismiss the crime rate.
I'll answer the question for the judge. It's pretty simple. They have their narrative, and their narrative is control. They already have control of the black population. Think about that. And they don't want to give it up. They don't want to give up their power base, which is controlling the black population, controlling black people through drugs, false narratives, and lies. Hello? That's what the totalitarians want to do to the entire population in the United States. That's why they're constantly trying to run guns against us. Stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill. Bill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a bill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
If you don't think one of these satanic monsters is going to get a nuclear bioweapon EMP into our country, if you do think, oh, government will take care of me when the next terror or natural disaster strikes, this message is not for you. HeavensHarvest.com. They wrap $5,000 in 10 acres worth of hearty heritage heirloom, non-GMO, reproducing seeds, not the kind you find at the hardware store, into a permanent food supply kit that you keep as the ultimate food insurance policy. It's called the Heavens Harvest Survival Seed Kit, and it is made available in limited quantities for a limited time for you by HeavensHarvest.com. $250 with free shipping today. It'll sleep for as much as 10 years until you need it, but you have to have it. Free shipping for you now with your special Agenda 21 code word, AGENDA. See the Survival Seed Kit at HeavensHarvest.com or call 1-800-219-7282. The ultimate food insurance policy. For the limited time offer, your code word is AGENDA. HeavensHarvest.com.
In these uncertain economic times, you've got to do whatever you can to save money. If you own a vehicle with less than 130,000 miles, is less than 12 years old, has a warranty about to expire, or even no warranty at all, you could stop paying for car repairs. Roadside assistance, towing, and rental coverage are all included. Make one free call right now to see if you qualify. Call 877-238-6197. That's 877-238-6197. 877-238-6197.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-600-5860. That's 800-600-5860. 800-600-5860.
I'm going to do what I can do through executive action.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston at the Agenda 21 Show.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio, kind of cleaning things up. Visit us at agenda21radio.news, agenda21radio.news, where you get all your news and information about what's really going on with One World Order, folks. You know, and these people that are trying to destroy the United States of America. Help yourself become an informed person so that you, one person at a time, can help us stop totalitarianism. All right, anyway. You can also email me, paul@agenda21radio.com. That's paul@agenda21radio.com if you have news and information to give us. And by the way, we have quite a hearty, stout group of people who contribute to the radio show. A lot of citizen journalists, and I'm very, very happy that over the years, the citizen journalists who have stayed with us and hung with us, they're so committed. I get real information, real facts, and, you know, when we start introducing ourselves and finding out who the people are, it's just absolutely a great arsenal. To have with the citizen journalists out here on Agenda 21 Radio, and we really, really do welcome their assistance. Okay, we got a lot of stuff going on. We interviewed Red Smith, and we've got that hour out there. I'm not sure what channel is going to be playing which hour when, but you're going to be hearing Red Smith talk about the Dallas shooter. A lot of information coming out about the SKS rifle that was supposedly used, and also Chief Brown says, well, they're not really sure they got all the shooters. It's an open thing. Yeah, the conspiracy theorist, put on your tinfoil hats, folks, because there could be more. And by the way, I think there is more. Stay with us. And like I say at Agenda 21 Radio at this time, stay strong, America. Stay strong. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.